This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Everything you ever wanted to know about CBD, we've got an expert on the line with us. He's Colonel Philip Blair, MD, U.S. Army retired. He is an expert on the subject of cannabidiol. He's medical advisor to Elixinol, which is a high-quality purveyor of CBD products. It's spelled E-L-I-X-I-N-O-L. Check them out at elixinol.com. And you can even query Dr. Blair via their website if you have a specific question related to your potential use of CBD. Okay, so I wanted to move on to discuss the use of CBD for mood disorders, you know, so prevalent. I think that the vast majority of the patients who come to see me, either their primary complaint is depression or anxiety, or it's an ancillary product of their health problem. And so what about the potential here for Elixinol as a non-toxic, relatively side effect free way to And a natural way, non-prescription way to alleviate these problems?
I think that CBD is quite extraordinary in its ability to work with many of the behavioral issues that we face in our modern society. CBD has actually been proven to be as effective as any of the strongest of the antipsychotics. That it is provides immediate antidepressant effect in preclinical studies and immediately relieves anxiety for a wide number of patients in my experience and with the preclinical studies. An area that I'm particularly interested, being a war veteran myself, is post-traumatic stress disorder, because in my experience, this seems to have the ability to reverse in perhaps permanently many of the symptoms that are occurring with PTSD. Hmm. Where would you like to start?
Yeah, okay. Well, I understand there's a study underway that you're recruiting PTSD sufferers.
Exactly. In my local area of Vancouver, Washington, where I live, there's quite a population of veterans. And I have been to the veterans groups and trying to recruit individual members. We only have a limited number of spaces, but from the local area who have PTSD and want to get them on a trial of using the liposomal form of Elixinol as CBD, to find out if we can get long-term results as well as short and immediate results.
Well, great. That's a good segue into how to use it, because there's a CBD gold rush going on, because many, many companies are realizing the potential of CBD to be the nutraceutical of the year. I think that's not an overstatement, because it's a natural product. It's hemp-derived. It has so many potent effects, and it's so safe to use. I mean, yes, there's some regulatory and legal hurdles. We can touch upon that. But, you know, if you go to a typical website, you'll see different forms, capsules, tinctures, as you mentioned, liposomal hemp oil. Then there's CBD oral applicators that look like syringes that deliver a little CBD paste under your tongue. There are topical balms that you can apply to the skin for skin problems and injuries. There's special tinctures that are designed to be put into a vaporizer that can be vaped, you know, much like cigarette smokers. Instead of smoking cigarettes, they vape nicotine. So, and there's even something called CBD water. So can you help us out here, sort this out for us?
I'm going to try to. Those are a lot of topics that are that we have to cover. Number one is regulatory. There is no regulation of cannabidiol from industrial hemp in the United States, and so it can go anywhere. And in fact, it's being used with minimal regulations in 23 countries throughout the world. So quite available, and for listeners from any of the countries that surround us in the world, and they're very receptive and they're seeing good results. I also consult with those individuals internationally too, so it has some major advantages. Some of the products are not available internationally. Now, primarily, you're talking about CBD in the different forms as the concentrates that come in the concentrated tincture that would be in the oral syringe that has a rich balance of the full spectrum of the industrial hemp. Quite valuable, and it has more of those entourage that can be really helpful in some complicated conditions.
So I mentioned a little price here too, right? The oral applicators. Yeah.
Yes. Then there are capsules that are full spectrum CBD, and those are very effective. And for those people who like to use capsules and like that particular approach, then you can use that. In addition, there are tinctures that come in a coconut oil. And coconut oil, because it helps the body absorb the CBD even better. And there's some different concentrations of these that are called tinctures, in varying amounts per volume, and you're getting various dosage. And these can be used orally as well as directly on the skin. And finally, there's a product that is called liposomal, because what they've done is micro-sized, engineered the molecular arrangement so that it's more bioavailable, and it's even water soluble by wrapping it with some phosphate skin to mm-hmm. make it water soluble.
Some of our favorite forms of curcumin, for example, are liposomal curcumin, and it's being used more and more for delivery of herbal products that may not be that bioavailable.
Exactly, and some of the medications are probably going to be going to that same principle and using the liposomals. There's one other way, and I didn't mention that earlier, you did, which is the vaporization, what we call e-liquid. And this can be put into a e-cigarette, and it can be vaporized, and provides an immediate response, because when you vaporize CBD, then it goes directly to the lungs, picked up by the bloodstream, and the blood from the lungs goes directly to the brain. So within 10 seconds, you have those calming and relaxing effects that occur with CBD from vaporization. But not all products are the same. And what I'm seeing as this gold rush continues is that people are not getting the results that they would have expected, or that I've suggested using a good quality CBD, and they're disappointed. And I hear them tell me, well, CBD doesn't work. And next I have to find out, well, which product were you using, or what manufacturer has done that product?
Or even the various strengths, because a product could frankly contain a little vestige of CBD, but not the requisite amount to have proper effect.
And that's what some of the testing has done in, for instance, New York State and by the FDA, is that the promised amounts have not been there. But for Elixinol, they make available the analysis that has been done by an independent laboratory to certify that these do contain what they say on the bottle.
Well, let's come back to vaping. And, you know, vaping has kind of a bad rep because studies are emerging that suggest that kids who vape, for example, you know, they may not be getting the tar and nicotine, certainly again, the nicotine, but they may not be getting the tars that are in, burning, tobacco leaves. But nonetheless, because of the, chemicals that the, vaping solutions are mixed with, or because of the very, heating elements within the e-cigarette, the metals, the plastics, that they may be sucking in toxins, damaging their lungs, or, you know, even worse.
I'm not an expert in this area, but I certainly have looked at the information that's available, and you're exactly right, Dr. Hoffman. There are some problems with these substances, and the suggestion of using cannabinoids in adolescence, what will that mean for the future? Number one, in dealing with some of the potential hazards of vaping, I've seen clients using this for the last 4 years, in particular with great results for those with asthma and COPD. Mm-hmm. So definitely not an interference in any kind. Mm-hmm. The product that Ilixanol is using, Respira, doesn't contain any of the propylene glycol that has been connected to the formation of formaldehyde that would be possibly carcinogenic if it's used that way. The other thing that Ilixanol does not use is artificial flavors. So that they're using natural extracts, critical CO2 type of extracts that don't have any solvents in them. And once again, some of the complications that were related were as a result of artificial types of substances that were being added to the vaporizing formula.
Okay. And now there's something called CBD water. You know, it's like the latest craze. Is that legit?
Well, CBD water typically is a mixture of a very low concentration of CBD than in isolate form. And I know that isolates are effective. In fact, most of the clinical studies have been done with isolates because you have to be sure that you're only using CBD. But I typically find that a full complement, what we talked about as the entourage, is much more beneficial rather than getting the singular drug effect that somebody's looking for from CBD. Plus, and you mentioned this earlier, is that the concentration may have a lot to do with it in getting enough of CBD to make a difference in your body.
Okay, so maybe that's not a craze we want to jump on the bandwagon with quite yet. What about CBD and skincare? You alluded to the benefits of CBD, for burns, for perhaps muscle soreness and achiness. Any other skin conditions respond to CBD?
Oh, yes, but let me just go back to the adolescence, the idea that an adolescent is using a vaporizing formula.
Yeah.
I always ask parents, what's the alternative?
Yeah.
And for a woman who is pregnant or planning to get pregnant, what's the alternative? And if they were going to use one of the other drugs that has been established has significant adverse effects or long-term effects, well, that may not be a good choice, and CBD may be a better option in those situations.
Mm-hmm. So it's the risk-benefit equation. And, you know, I think the issues with adolescents is not so much, the stoner effect of CBD, because it's really not going to get them high. But it's more the getting them accustomed to inhaling some kind of hot vapor in an e-cigarette, which might in some ways reinforce the habit of inhaling something else that may not be so desirable, like conventional cigarettes or marijuana.
Well, I would share that concern, but I am more interested in what the information in this research is showing is that exposure to THC in adolescence long-term modifies the brain and the brain connections that you lead to potential problems down the road. Would CBD do something like that? It's very unlikely, but we don't have the studies or the evidence for answering that particular question. But I go back to the idea that, gee, what's the alternative? Are you going to use high level of antidepressants, anti-anxiety agents that are going to definitely have a known effect?
Mm-hmm. Clearly. So it's weighing the risks versus the benefits. Now, some people are claiming that if you want the high quality CBD, you have to go to a compounding pharmacy in the states like California, Colorado, where the stuff is already legal, because the stuff that's on the internet is just not equivalent. It's not as potent and it's not as standardized. What's the story on that?
Well, the products that come from Ilixanol are absolutely certified to the quantity that's contained in them. And I've got thousands of people reporting just excellent results, just like these doctors in Mexico are reporting terrific results with epilepsy. And I've treated thousands of people using the CBD with great response. You don't have to go to a pharmacy and enter into the dispensary and enter into that culture at all. And you don't have to risk the high effects that you might get from THC or a substance that maybe not has been tested. So I think you can get this excellent product from a reputable sales and manufacturer right over the internet without having to go there.
Mm-hmm. And that's reassuring, because I think for a lot of people, I know there's a lot of big stigma attached, and you know, somehow going into a place that sounds kind of illicit is a real deterrence. And I really personally think that the status of CBD should be that it is it's an herb, it's a nutraceutical. It's very much like other nutraceuticals that we tend to accept. It just has the taint somehow of being associated with marijuana, which for some people is fine. They're all for it. But for others, there's a stigma.
Boy, about skin and wounds,
yeah,
I've seen the most amazing things using CBD. Wide gaping wounds, a result of wide excision for melanoma, have closed up at the rate of almost 1 centimeter per week. Just incredible. And a reduction in inflammation and pain at the same time. And then different types of rashes have responded.
We're talking the topical, right? The topical form?
Oral and topical.
Interesting.
You can use it in both ways.
Because the skin is, of course, accessible to the circulatory system. So something that you take that gets in your bloodstream will be imparted to the skin. But there's also topical balms that are available.
Well, that's right. And I didn't mention that with the Elixinol has a healing balm that is really quite superb, an excellent blend of different herbs. And in a media that is very appealing and has people report excellent pain relief, but it doesn't have high concentrations of CBD. So that's not the approach to get a systemic a dose of CBD. The best way to do that is with tinctures.
Mm-hmm. And what about for athletes? You know, will CBD interfere with athletic performance, or will it help support endurance? Will it help with workout recovery?
Well, interesting you bring that up. A lot of athletes are shifting over to a ketone type of diet, mm-hmm. a very low carbohydrate yep. program, because those ketones provide long endurance and they shift the body's metabolism and particularly mitochondria to oxidative phosphorylation. So with all the extraordinary energy production that comes from that versus working with glucose and glycolysis. CBD does the same thing. It actually shifts the metabolism in the mitochondria to more of that oxygen burning and energy burning aspect, as well as increasing the number of mitochondria that are in the cells. On top of that, most people are, for athletes, they're concerned about their focus, their attention. And this CBD is really quite perfect for it, because it helps not only focus the mind on different aspects of their sport and concentrate, but it also helps their visual focus. They have improved vision and what I call high definition vision that seems to go in place not long after taking your first doses of it. In addition, for athletes, I see greater endurance and a higher performance, because there's not that pain interference with that comes from fatigue.
It may raise the pain threshold, perhaps, for some athletes.
I believe it does. It seems to be present at the same time. So, yeah, and you want to get things done when you use CBD. You're really, really motivated. And so if you have training and an athletic performance, I believe that it could actually work as an enhancer for that performance. Now, one other thing is sure. I need to mention are the reflexes. The reflexes are improved substantially, so that athletes that are playing ball sports can react faster, quicker, and with more intensity on their targets.
And the THC component is the opposite, because there's actually some new concern about drivers in states where marijuana products are legalized, that in effect their reflexes and their road reaction time is reduced.
Well, exactly. But I'm concerned about the long range effects of THC, and if there could be some issues for some people on a chronic basis. However, I do want to emphasize that THC has a place and it has a value as an additional herb for some conditions that are particularly receptive to it. Even pain responds well, and cancers. Mm-hmm. There is real documented evidence for cancer making benefits in some situations.
Hmm. So, practical question. You know, there are probably some people listening in, and, you know, they may be part of the uniformed services, you know, fire, police, you know, security oriented occupations, the military. Is there concern if there's, you know, you say part of your background is that you yourself were involved in testing in the military for drug use, which, of course, we know was rampant. Is there a potential problem there? Or for athletes, say...
Wait a minute. I don't know that we've got drug abuse rampant in the military. I mean, it was a concern. It's always been a concern.
Well, perhaps so you were there, because you were there right in the early days in the wake of the Vietnam era, where, you know, certainly that was a problem. Perhaps less of a problem nowadays.
Absolutely. You're absolutely correct about that.
Yeah. So I don't want to impugn the military, but, you know, clearly, I mean, for example, I have a personal trainer who is a martial arts guy who's had virtually every injury known to man. The problem with him is that he has too high a pain threshold. So he didn't tap out soon enough in some of his martial arts events. And he's, you know, at the age of 45, he's in constant pain. And I said, well, why don't you take CBD? And he expressed concern that, you know, he works for the YMCA and they do routine random drug testing. And he didn't want to have any possibility of being disqualified from his job, you know, losing his pension, etc. So what's the deal on that?
Well, the Elixinol products don't contain any THC, at least not detectable by laboratory analysis. So it's very, very unlikely that people are going to come up positive. However, I'm never going to promise anybody not to come up positive on the test. There is the possibility of false positives because of some cross-reactivity. And there appears to be some individuals who just have the ability to either collect what trivial amounts of THC that might be present and concentrate it and make it available for urine drug testing in the 20 nanogram levels. So if you were had to choose between a product, I would, for people who could be drug tested and that's a concern, the vaporizing, it would probably be the best choice, the least risk. Mm-hmm. But you can also test your urine yourself at home for about $5. You can do your own test and find out if you're coming up positive after you've been using the product that really works well for you.
And the vaping, because it leaves the body it acts quickly and it leaves the body relatively quickly. So, you know, some oil-based tincture might somehow have some residual effect. You know, fat-soluble nutrients tend to stick around in the body.
When you vaporize CBD, you're taking in less than a milligram, and yet you're having profound effects directly to the brain. Probably the direct effects and the infiltration of the brain is what allows, of course, the effectiveness, but also the minimal dose. So you're not getting the exposure of total number of molecules that you might get from a tincture or a capsule.
It sounds like a more economical way to use it if you're going to use it on a regular basis, right? Because you're getting more bang for the buck.
Every individual has to find their own course and their own route with CBD. There's different styles that they particularly like and that they discuss them. They really can't have anything to do with it. So I tell my patients to really pick the one that they feel most comfortable with and then adjust the dose according to their need. Unfortunately, it's not been well correlated with body mass. And so that even if you're a big person, you may be sensitive to the CBD or not sensitive. And so for most conditions, I like people to make some pretty quick adjustments on what I call bold adjustments to their dose so that they can feel the effects. And I really want to emphasize that the effects are immediate. You know, things like anxiety and depression, that gets reversed in a matter of minutes or hours or days. You don't have to wait a long time. So you're not hanging on the line expecting something to happen. Certainly, there are the topical agents that you can use. And I usually have people and suggested people use the serving size that is on the bottle of the product that they use and then titrate that according to their needs. About 1 in 50 people are really, really sensitive to CBD. Yep. In those cases, they might just use a drop or a small amount on the back of their hand. And the absorption can be enough that they'll get the benefits. Because I believe that anytime you start to see those, what I often call the side effects of CBD, and these are the anxiety reduction, the calmness, the empathy that you have with others, the talkativeness, the reduction in octave and your voice, and the improved sleep. Those are the side effects of note for CBD. That if you get those, you are getting the changes that CBD does to the endocannabinoid system as well as the acute changes on the neurotransmitters and the inflammatory segments that are part of our diseases.
Let's mention sleep, because actually one of the ways that CBD came to my attention is via a patient, as so often happens. I have a patient who I've seen for, I don't know, more than 20 years, 20, 25 years, and I've helped her in a lot of ways, but she, every time I see her, she complains of very, very bad sleep problems. And I, frankly, I wasn't able to help her without using standard medication, which she really didn't prefer. And so finally I saw her for the umpteenth time and I said, well, how's that sleep problem? And I expected to hear, well, you know, that's the way it is. And she said, well, I've solved it. And I said, well, what did you do? And she said, well, my granddaughter suggested that I take this thing called CBD and I sleep fine now. And that really got my attention because she was the insomniac from hell. And so tell us about the potential of CBD for insomnia.
The sleep effects of CBD are quite remarkable. It's paradoxical in that CBD can be an awakening substance. You can wake up using CBD, so your alertness is enhanced. We talked about that before. At the same time, early on, I discovered that almost all of my patients were reporting to me that they were sleeping better. And then in looking into that, the science on that is really excellent. And it shows that CBD interferes with the part of the sleep cycle that is associated with anxiety and dreaming. So that anxious part of REM sleep. Instead, it shifts the period of sleep to those deeper phases of sleep. And so you're getting a much more restful sleep in that particular process. So some enormous advantages, and this is, seems to be a universal finding that I've come upon for countless numbers of patients. But there are a few with some very, very serious sleep disorders, particularly those the ones that have been going on for since they were young children. CBD may not be the action, the answer for those.
Yeah, and you know we can't. Sleep is such a complex problem that we haven't found a single panacea, even from the drug side. Finally, what I've noted is that some people are talking about CBD for pets. And you always find that fascinating because with humans, there's a big placebo effect. I mean, if you talk something up and people believe in it, especially for conditions that are kind of subjective, like mood, you know, they may have a benefit. And you'll say, well, you know, it's just a great placebo. But when animals do better, that gets my attention. So what are some of the applications in veterinary medicine?
One of my early patients was Timmy. It was a 5-pound Yorkshire Terrier who was having uncontrollable seizures no matter what medications were being used. And the dog had, it was 10 years old, but he had developed heart failure and kidney failure as a result of some of those medications and perhaps some other problems that he was taking. Timmy came to me through the owner, and we started off on some of the Elixinol tinctures. Actually, we were using the X-Pen in particular for control of those seizures, which were happening almost continually. He responded almost immediately within a few days, and his heart failure went away, his kidney failure went away, and this 10-year-old pup that wasn't going to get out of anybody's lap is now jumping around and barking and trying to get attention to the whole world because he'd been totally transformed by using CBD.
Well, you can't attribute that to a placebo effect for sure. So that's some remarkable stuff. Yeah, look, I'm tremendously excited about the potential of CBD for my patients. I even consider using it personally for athletic recovery, athletic performance, and, you know, overall bodily soreness, the kind of stuff that hits you when you're 65 and, you know, maybe you overdo it a little bit in the gym. So once again, give us the heads up on the services that you offer through Elixinol in terms of advising people.
Can I put a couple topics in there? We didn't really talk about neurodegeneration, such as Alzheimer's disease and dementia.
Sure.
Those respond so beautifully to CBD. In fact, the Department of Health and Human Services actually owns a patent from 2003 about the use of CBD for neurodegenerative and protective functions. Hmm. CBD's actually been shown to be protective against much of the damage of stroke and brain injury when it's given as late as 6 hours after the exposure.
Yeah, we've so talked to one of your military colleagues, the doctor who runs the website on concussion protocol. His name eludes me for the moment, but he's big on fish oil. But the latest thing that he's into is CBD for traumatic brain injury, TBI, which is still a big issue in the military. You know, these guys who survive IED explosions, they're heavily concussed. They have brain injuries. And of course, there's all the student, amateur and professional athletes who experience concussions every year. So clearly CBD plays a role there. It's anti-inflammatory, and that's good for the brain.
Well, your friend sportsman who was the fighter, that's one of the common problems is a gradual deterioration after those chronic traumatic encephalopathy, which is really becoming in the news for those professional athletes. And CBD, it actually reverses that. And we've got good we've got experimental, anecdotal evidence from users, and there's some studies that are going now.
Great. Pretty much can't possibly in the time allotted to us cover all the potential benefits of CBD, but we'll invite you back on. Elixinol.com is the place to go, and you're the medical advisor there. So say a patient wants some advice on where to start, you're available, correct?
What I generally, we go to the sales staff. They'll talk to you about what's available and explain what those things are. And then if there's a clinical question that I can address, then that'll be passed on to me.
Great. Okay. Well, it's wonderful that you have thoroughly researched this area and that you've lent your considerable experience and medical expertise to an area that I think has tremendous potential. So thank you very much. Dr. Philip Blair, for joining us, and congratulations on really stumbling across a very, very promising paradigm for the treatment of so many conditions.
Well, there's many giants in the field that brought their attention to me that I learned about, and I've been exploring, and I continue to explore because there's more information that's coming out daily about how CBD can be used for health and disease.
Absolutely. We're both very excited about the potential of CBD. Thanks for joining us. And thank you, listeners. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. For decades, I've been preaching about the importance of a regimen of basic supplements that everyone should consider part of their daily health routine. So I came up with an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle. The very same supplements I take myself and prescribe for my patients. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com and check out my Intelligent Medicine Starter Kit. It's a short list of the basic supplements that I recommend as a starting point for those looking to take control of their health. They're the essential elements of a basic program that everyone could benefit from. And for a limited time, you'll get 10% off and free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to DearHoffmanStore.com. That's DearHoffmanStore.com.